The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be presenting the latest vision news. Today's vision news is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. First up, from disabilityrightsnc.org, we have the 2025 Disability Advocacy Conference. Everyone at the table, 50 years of P&A advocacy and counting. Disability Rights North Carolina is proud to announce our one-day conference on May 14, 2025 in Raleigh. This year's theme, Everyone at the Table, underscores our commitment to full inclusion and dignity for people with disabilities across all areas of life. This year, 2025, is momentous because we are commemorating the 50th anniversary of the Protection and Advocacy P&A Network, a uniquely powerful force in advancing the rights of people with disabilities. Since its foundation, the P&A Network has led critical legal advocacy work to ensure disability rights and equitable access. Join advocates, allies, and leaders for a day of insightful discussions, breakout sessions, and community building focused on ensuring that disabled people have the support, rights, and opportunities they deserve and continue fighting for. Don't miss this milestone event to acknowledge our progress and empower ourselves for the road ahead. Together we have room for everyone at the table. There is a hot link to register today. There is an important 2-minute and 8-second video post on the Foundation Fighting Blindness Facebook group page from Jason Menzo, the CEO of FFB, regarding a proposed merger of the NIH with the National Eye Institute and the 40% cut in funding that is proposed for 2026 for that merged group, which would result in severe effects on vision research throughout it would be very detrimental. Please listen to that when you can. Also from Foundation Fighting Blindness on the web, there is a clinical enrollment joining forces with Foundation Fighting Blindness to launch patient-centric trial matching initiative. The partnership will formalize an ongoing commitment by both companies to accelerate the development of treatments and cures for retinal diseases while prioritizing a patient-centric approach. Dateline Charlottesville, Virginia, and Columbia, Maryland. The Foundation Fighting Blindness, the Foundation, the driving force in the global development of treatments and cures for blinding diseases, has formalized a partnership with patient quality firm Clinical Enrollment, CE, to offer the market's leading clinical trial recruitment resource for inherited retinal disease, IRD, research. The partnership will formalize an ongoing commitment by both companies to accelerate the development of treatments and cures for retinal diseases while prioritizing a patient-centric approach. Adding to the impact of this merger collaboration is the fact that Clinical Enrollment founder and CEO Brian Manning has a personal connection to helping get potential treatments into the hands of people who can most benefit from them. As someone living with a rare retinal condition myself, who has spent most of my career supporting the IRD space in a variety of capacities, I, and by extension Clinical Enrollment, am devoted to advancing recruitment and research in the most impactful ways possible, says Manning. Being able to join forces with an organization like the Foundation Fighting Blindness, which I've had a relationship with for over a decade, and which has jointly been so invested in this space, is the ideal partnership to serve patients. We couldn't be more excited. For study sponsors running inherited retinal disease clinical trials, the Foundation/CE combined patient matching capability signifies a substantial leg up in the ability to hit their enrollment benchmarks, and without financial risk. Clinical Enrollment's success-based pricing structure means that the boutique agency is compensated based on randomizations and informed consent forms signed. thus alleviating stress for cash-strapped sponsors. IRD patients and study sponsors are expected to benefit from this optimized trial recruitment process. The Foundation's 40,000-member My Retina Tracker Registry is a research database of individuals affected by inherited retinal diseases. The registry is designed to help accelerate the discovery of treatments and cures, in part by connecting researchers and companies efficiently with people interested in participating in clinical trials. In parallel, the My Retina Tracker Genetic Testing Program offers individuals with a clinical diagnosis of an IRD access to genetic testing and counseling at no cost to the patient. This program also offers targeted familial variant testing to blood relatives of individuals who receive a positive result through the My Retina Tracker program to further determine the disease inheritance pattern within a family, among other benefits. The core of our mission is to remove barriers on the path to treatment for IRDs, adds Todd Durham, Senior Vice President, Clinical and Outcomes Research at the Foundation. Pairing the Foundation's My Retina Tracker Registry with the services offered by CE means that individuals with IRDs will have an easier path from the initial recruitment message to screening at a clinical site. We believe this collaboration has the potential to reduce sponsors' recruitment timelines while providing an excellent experience for potential trial participants. To find out how to work with clinical enrollment, email partner@clinicalenrollment.com. To find out more about the Foundation Fighting Blindness's impactful work, or to learn more about the My Retina Tracker Registry, visit the Foundation's website and or contact us at partnerships@fightingblindness.org. About clinical enrollment. Clinical Enrollment is a boutique patient quality firm utilizing carefully honed marketing approaches to recruit patients via bespoke content, custom video, and emotion-driven messaging. Their social-first approach involves supercharging recruitment to ensure benchmarks are met and or exceeded, and they specialize in white-glove site relations, clinical trial education, as well as triple screening potential candidates. Serving sponsors that vary in scale from Fortune 100 companies to privately held single therapy biotechs, CE has helped accelerate clinical trials in treatment areas such as oncology, CNS, ophthalmology, and rare diseases, amongst others. About the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Established in 1971, the Foundation Fighting Blindness is the world's leading private funding source for retinal degenerative disease research. The Foundation has raised more than $954 million toward its mission of accelerating research for preventing, treating, and curing blindness caused by the spectrum of blinding retinal diseases, including retinitis pigmentosa, macular degeneration, and Usher syndrome. Visit fightingblindness.org for more information. From NFB.org, Diabetes Action Network, Dan is hosting a seminar to empower diabetics with the knowledge and tools to manage their medical health. The Diabetes Action Network, a division of the National Federation of the Blind, is a support and information network for all diabetics, especially those who are blind or losing vision. Many of our members have experienced ramifications of diabetes, such as blindness, amputation, nerve damage, heart problems, kidney disease, etc. Others have experienced no chronic complications but want to utilize our services, learn more about diabetes, and be part of a caring support group. In addition to reaching out to fellow diabetics who may be finding it difficult to cope with problems that accompany diabetes, we provide support and information to interested persons. Please join our listserv at the hot link. We have discussions covering all aspects of living with diabetes. Blind diabetics and those losing vision can continue to be independent. The blind can and do accurately draw up the insulin, monitor blood glucose levels, etc. Limitations are usually self-imposed, and often all that is needed to overcome negative thinking is simply to know where to go for information. Some equipment, for instance audio output devices, have been adapted for the blind. By using alternative techniques and products, the blind can control their diabetes as efficiently as their sighted peers. Upcoming events. Knowledge is Sweet Seminar. Date, May 16 through 17, 2025. Location, National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute in Baltimore, Maryland. Join us for our second annual NFB Diabetes Action Network Knowledge is Sweet seminar. This year's event will take place May 16 and 17, 2025 at the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute in Baltimore, Maryland. This seminar will empower blind and low-vision diabetics with the information and perspective to take control of their medical health while fostering connections between consumers, medical practitioners, health professionals, and technology developers. Registration. The online registration for Knowledge is Sweet seminar is now open. We are offering two types of attendance. You may select between virtual or in-person attendance. In-person attendance, standard registration $200. Complete the in-person Knowledge is Sweet seminar registration at the hot link. Virtual attendance. Virtual attendees will only be able to stream the event. Virtual registration $100. Complete the virtual Knowledge is Sweet seminar registration at the hot link. Agenda. Review the Knowledge is Sweet seminar agenda at the hot link for the schedule of events. Sponsorships. Interested in sponsoring this event? Review our sponsorship proposal. Benefits and resources. Members of the Diabetes Action Network enjoy unique benefits, such as access to publications, automatic access to committees covering all aspects of diabetes, free counseling concerning all facets of blindness and diabetes, as well as access to diabetics who have experienced complications. Members of the Diabetes Action Network also automatically become members at large of the National Federation of the Blind. There's a hot link for that. Blindness-related products, which enable blind and low-vision people to perform everyday tasks more independently, can be ordered from the NFB's Independence Market hot link. Diabetic Living magazines are available through NFB Newsline, a free audio news service for anyone who is blind, low-vision, or otherwise print disabled. It offers access to more than 500 publications, emergency weather alerts, job listings, and more. There's a hot link for NFB Newsline. Our mission. The NFB Diabetes Action Network educates, empowers, and inspires people living with diabetes and its complications. We share the Federation's can-do philosophy. Through our various publications, volunteer peer support, and advocacy for accessible diabetes technology. Together we challenge one another to live our best and fullest lives. More about the NFB Diabetes Action Network. Diabetes is the leading cause of blindness among working-age adults. That's why the National Federation of the Blind, the largest and most influential membership organization of blind people in the United States, established the NFB Diabetes Action Network, NFB-DAN, 22 years ago. The NFB-DAN improves lives through advocacy, education, research, technology development, and programs encouraging independence and self-confidence. Originally, the goal of NFB-DAN was simple: to educate, empower, and inspire blind and visually impaired people with diabetes to manage their condition independently and confidently, and to advocate for accessible diabetes products. Thousands of NFB-DAN members managed multiple complications, not just vision loss. So our mission has also expanded to include people with all kinds of diabetic complications. NFB-DAN volunteers share their experiences and encouragement with those facing similar complications, such as kidney failure, amputation, and neuropathy. For more information, please contact President Debbie Wunder, W-U-N-D-E-R, email D-E-B-B-I-E-W-U-N-D-E-R at charter.net, phone 573-268-6989. Mailing list, nfbnet.org/mailman/listinfo/diabetes-talk_nfbnet.org. NFB-DAN is a proud partner of the State of Diabetes Complications in America. From SecureEveryAction.com, that's secure.everyaction.com. Oppose cuts to disability and aging programs. National Disability Rights Network, protection and advocacy for individuals with disabilities. Urgent, we must act now to save the disability and aging service system. There is a proposal circulating in Washington, D.C. to drastically cut funding for programs that protect the health, safety, and well-being of people with disabilities and older adults. On the chopping block are the nation's protection and advocacy agencies, or the Councils on Developmental Disabilities, the University Centers for Excellence in Developmental Disabilities, and Long-Term Care Ombudsman. Among others who fight against abuse, neglect, financial exploitation, and waste in disability and aging services. These funding cuts will increase abuse, neglect, and financial exploitation, while decreasing the ability of people with disabilities and the older adults who live in their community to be self-reliant and return us to the days when people with disabilities and elderly people were seen as burdens rather than as beneficial to our society. For many people with disabilities and aging adults, these programs are the only thing they can turn to when they need help. They literally save lives. Help us save these critical programs by emailing Congress using this form. And there is a form at secure.everyaction.com to write your congressman. There's an update from acb.org to the Texas versus Becerra case, Becerra. On April 11th, the Texas court stayed, or in other words, paused, the challenge to Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act. The case previously known as Texas versus Becerra, now Texas versus Kennedy, stated that it will no longer challenge the constitutionality of Section 504. This is a big win after countless hours of advocacy by the disability community. The court will now more narrowly address questions of the coverage of gender dysphoria. However, there remain challenges to the newly promulgated regulations for Section 504. ACB played a role in submitting comments that lead to the eventual development of the new regulations after 50 years. The regulations were published by the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, and can be found at the link below, https://www.federalregister.gov/documents/2024/05/09/2024-0923/non-discrimination-on-the-basis-of-disability-in-programs-or-activities-receiving-federal-financial. The court will next address the issues in July of 2025. ACB encourages residents of the 17 states to continue to urge their attorneys general to pull out of the lawsuit. Posted April 23, 2025. From AFB.org, New York, New York Dateline. Champion for Accessibility Thomas Wlodowski, that's a Polish name, Wlodkowski, receives 2025 Helen Keller Achievement Award. Contact Tony Stevens, STEPHENS, Assistant Vice President, Communications. Call him at 212-502-7627 or email tstephens@afb.org. The American Foundation for the Blind, AFB, is pleased to announce blind business leader Thomas Wlodowski will be among those to receive the prestigious Helen Keller Achievement Award, which, since 1994, has recognized the finest thought leaders, changemakers, and performing artists committed to carrying on Keller's mission to create a world full of and equal inclusion for people who with disabilities. AFB will present Tom with this award during a special evening ceremony April 24th in Midtown Manhattan. For over three decades, Tom has remained one of the leading champions for accessible and inclusive media, working within the broadcast, cable, mobile, and internet industries to make entertainment more accessible for individuals with disabilities. Tom's career began at public broadcaster WGBH in Boston in 1992, where he worked with Descriptive Video Service, now known as Audio Description. From there, he went to AOL, working on multiple accessible user interfaces for web, video, mobile, and desktop applications during his 10-year tenure. Today, Tom serves as Vice President of Accessibility at Comcast, a global media and technology company where he leads inclusion efforts for people with disabilities. Throughout his career, Tom's work has impacted the expansion of audio-described content and has made home entertainment technologies more accessible. His contributions have demonstrated how media and technology companies can innovate to create more inclusive opportunities for people with disabilities in entertainment and connectivity and deliver accessible content across a wide range of multimedia platforms. In 2007, Tom spearheaded the creation of the Internet Caption Forum, which convened major internet and media companies to increase availability of closed captions on online video content. Later, under his leadership, Comcast launched voice guidance on Xfinity X1, the industry's first talking guide that provides people who are blind or have low vision with independent access to their television. Tom also spearheaded the introduction of audio description for live broadcasts in 2015 with The Wiz Live, which became the first live entertainment program in U.S. history to be accessible to people who have a visual disability. Over the last decade, Tom has continued to champion enhanced live audio description throughout Comcast NBC Universal. His efforts most recently culminated with the most hours of audio-described live content ever across NBC, Peacock, and NBC Sports during the Paris 2024 Olympic and Paralympic Games. For more than 40 years, Helen Keller was AFB's leading ambassador, inspiring millions worldwide as she demonstrated all that can be accomplished through determination and perseverance. AFB continues to honor Keller's legacy by recognizing exceptional individuals and organizations from industry, education, and the arts who have distinguished themselves in pursuit of expanding possibilities for those who are blind, deafblind, or have low vision. Past honorees include author and advocate Haben Girma, G-I-R-M-A, tech leader and entrepreneur Bernard Newcomb, chef Christine Ha, filmmaker Sean Levy, and performing artists Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder. Founded in 1921, the American Foundation for the Blind creates equal opportunities and expands possibilities for people who are blind, deafblind, or have low vision through advocacy, thought leadership, and strategic partnerships. In addition to publishing the Journal of Visual Impairment and Blindness, JVIB, AFB is also the proud steward of the Helen Keller Archive, which is available at the AFB website at www.afb.org. From doheny.org, D-O-H-E-N-Y.org, regarding the NEI and NIH merger that's being proposed for 2026. Call for action. Proposed changes to the National Eye Institute could deeply impact vision research. The National Institutes of Health, NIH, recently announced a plan to restructure several national health institutions, including the National Eye Institute, NEI, which plays a crucial role in supporting vision research and breakthroughs. We need your help in sharing perspectives and concerns with the NIH about why merging the NEI with other institutes could have a detrimental impact on research, funding, and the overall focus on eye health. The NIH plans to merge the NEI into a newly formed National Institute on Neuroscience and Brain Research, along with the National Institute of Dental and Craniofacial Research and National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke. Within the NEI's legacy as a leading institution for eye research and public health, its role in driving innovation in eye care and research has benefited people around the world. Under this proposed merger, eye research and care would be competing for attention and funding from numerous other fields, meaning the scientists, researchers, and all involved in doing this important work to help conserve, improve, and restore vision may see decreased support from what has been one of the most important funding arms of vision research. The proposed changes are now available for public comment. We invite you to share concerns or perspectives, see below example, with the NIH by emailing nihreform@mail.house.gov. The deadline to submit comments is August 16. To make it easier for you to voice your concern, below is an example of an email you can send to the NIH. We hope you'll join us in sharing why this proposed change could have negative implications for the future of vision research and eye care. Example email to the NIH about its plans to restructure several health institutions, including the NEI. Feel free to use this word for word. Subject line, concerns about NIH plans for the National Eye Institute. To whom it may concern. I am reaching out regarding the proposed merger of the National Eye Institute, NEI, into a newly formed National Institute on Neuroscience and Brain Research, along with the National Institute of Dental and Craniofacial Research and National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke. The NEI has been instrumental in supporting the important vision research undertaken by scientists across the nation, contributing to breakthroughs and eye care that is helping to conserve, improve, and restore vision to countless people worldwide. If the NEI were to merge with neuroscience, brain research, dental and craniofacial research, and neurological disorders and stroke, the many scientists who are dedicated to researching eye disease and impairment would be forced to compete for funding and attention. I am deeply concerned that this merger will result in decreased support and funding for not only vision care and research, but each of the subspecialties that will be merged together. Furthermore, it appears that the concept of vision research has been dropped from the name of the new institute entirely, perhaps signaling that focus and spending on this important part of public health will be deprioritized. I urge you to reconsider this merger. Our eyes are the window to the world, but something that so many people take for granted until their vision is impaired. Please do not take the importance of the NEI for granted until it is too late. Sincerely, your name here. And the Foundation Fighting Blindness CEO also mentioned that that merger would result in a 40% proposed funding cut to the combined organization, which further reduces the pool of monies available in 2026. From science.org, there's more about this. NIH's 40% off budget, DOE cost cap blocked, and Seth Rogen defends science Trump tracker. Here are their full stories on the Trump administration. Have new story tips, internal Trump administration or science agency emails, or other key documents? Contact us. White House to propose massive NIH budget cut. The Washington Post is reporting that Trump's near-final 2026 budget proposal will seek a roughly 40% cut to the current $47.4 billion budget of the National Institutes of Health. The proposal would also merge NIH's 27 institutes and centers into 8 and eliminate the nursing and minority health institutes, according to the newspaper. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention would be slashed 44% to $5.2 billion as part of an overall $40 billion, or one-third, cut to the budget of the Department of Health and Human Services. Congress, which will have the final say, rejected requests Trump made during his first term to slash NIH's budget. Lawsuit aims to restore DOE's science arm. Two groups of U.S. education researchers have sued the Department of Education to restore funding and staff at the Institute of Education Sciences, the department's research and statistical unit. The complaint filed in a Maryland federal district court April 14th by the American Educational Research Association and the Society for Research on Educational Effectiveness follows similar suits by higher educational and research organizations. Well, I ran out of time for this week's episode of Vision News. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Today's episode is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Call 919-832-5100.